Hi, I'm Dr. Howard Morgan, and I'd like to talk to you today about the power of words, particularly the power of a small three-letter word, but. As you listen to people speak, and as you listen to the words that come out of your own mouth, I want you to pay particular attention to where and how you use the word but. Because every time people talk and they place the word but in the sentence, whatever they really believe, whatever you really believe, you will say after the word but. For example, you might be dealing with sickness, and you may be saying, you know, the Bible says that by his stripes we are healed, and elders shall lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. And there are many promises for healing in the Bible, but I'm really, really sick, and I'm not feeling very well, and so on and so on. And people, so pay attention to what people say after the word but, because that's what they really believe. You can, being honest with your condition and your situation, say, you know, I'm dealing with a sickness, but I believe that the blood of Jesus prevails for me. I believe that by his stripes I am healed. You put yourself in the place of faith. So pay attention to how people use the word but, because everything they say after that word is really what they believe. And so we're not playing make-believe or pretend. We're just putting ourselves in a place of faith and a place of obedience by saying, yes, situations are bad, things are difficult, but God is my Savior and my Redeemer, the strength of my life. And that puts you in a place of faith where you can receive from the Lord and allow the Holy Spirit to work in you. So be careful where you put your butt.